USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pride. Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, his ex-business partner, is now facing sentencing after the court reinstates his fraud conviction. Devon Archer, Hunter Biden's former business partner, was found guilty for misusing proceeds from a $60 million bond sale involving the Oglala Sioux Tribe. The appeals court reinstated Archer's original 2018 conviction on securities fraud and conspiracy charges. They also ordered him to be sentenced. Archer worked with Biden in various business interests. The guy served as partners at investment firm Rosemont Seneca and as board members at Ukrainian energy firm Burisma. Hunter Biden has not been charged. Miami Police Department estimates more than 30,000 cars participated in anti-communist Latinos for Trump caravan in South Florida today. The caravan in Miami was about supporting freedom for Cuba, Venezuela, and Nicaragua. USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Questions continue to surround Matthew Dolloff, a Denver murder suspect, on Sunday. Denver police arrested Dolloff after he was seen shooting a man at a Patriot muster. It was a rally on Saturday. Jeff Todd, CBS 4 in Denver, has more.
We talked to one woman who dropped off flowers, and she said she did not know the victim. She just wanted to come and pay her respects. This is where some kind of verbal altercation happened, and after that verbal altercation, mace was sprayed, and that fatal shot was fired.
Matthew Dolloff was not licensed to be a security guard. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer says she never felt unsafe despite a recent plot to kidnap her. On CBS Face the Nation, Whitmer praised the Michigan State Police for the job they do protecting her. Those charged in the plot are also accused of trying to overthrow the government. However, Whitmer defended her actions during the coronavirus pandemic. She says the actions she took saved thousands of lives. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The president hits the pavement tomorrow. USA News' Val Dior has more.
President Trump will host a rally in Central Florida in Sanford at 7 p.m. their time, his first campaign stop since his COVID diagnosis on October 1st. He's promised to make up for lost ground since the virus had him down for over a week. His first event since being released from the hospital was Saturday at the White House, a peaceful protest and a meeting to discuss law and order. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
On Election Day, NASA astronaut Kate Rubins will be more than 200 miles above Earth, but she's still planning to vote from space. Rubins told the Associated Press, "It's critical to participate in our democracy. We consider it an honor to be able to vote from space." Rubins, a doctor in cancer biology from Stanford, and was the first person to sequence DNA in space. She's currently training for her upcoming six-month mission on the International Space Station. Voting from the space station is similar to absentee voting, except instead of relying on the U.S. Postal Service to deliver the ballot, Rubens will get hers forward electronically from Mission Control in Houston. Supreme Court nominee Judge Amy Barrett delivers her opening statement on Monday to the Senate Judiciary Committee. Barrett, who clerked for Scalia, says it was his reasoning that shaped her and that his judicial philosophy was straightforward. A judge must apply the law as written, not as the judge wishes it were. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor.